Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. Collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. Then he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on. He had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know. Francisco, L.A., I don't know, but Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets of New York City in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
You are entering another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM Stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone. But there are other alternatives.
Yeah, I'll be saying, we are the world, is all. author won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big, strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his booze away.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Education, too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton ear horn, and that's too. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, 'cause we still got a heart and hate.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and you're listening to Ebony Spectrum and In Black America. Several sections for you today. Well, actually, several segments for you today. So we'll take a look at what folks have to offer from around the country and around the world. Thanks for listening.
Native Land Pod is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with Reasoned Choice Media.
Welcome, 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 welcome,
welcome. Welcome home, you guys. It's a really, really busy political season. So you guys heard on the main episode we talked about, is the Democratic Party's tent too big? And so we thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about what is it that we want from our political institutions, and specifically the Democratic Party, but maybe that and beyond. So we wanted to have that conversation with you all today. Angela, this is something that came to us from a viewer question, and you thought it was important enough for us to talk about in a larger capacity. So why don't you kick us off with your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that what I am really struck by are the number of people who feel abandoned by a two-party system, and most specifically based on the people that I speak to the most, or the people who even write into our show, comment under our posts, or they send in videos. Folks who feel abandoned by something that they've been very, very loyal to. And I think those criticisms are fair. I think what's striking are the folks who the party has gone to court, has gone to pursue, and thereby leaving its base. Those folks don't feel seen or heard either by the party, allegedly, right? Like when we look at the math, which a math from the most recent election, hundreds of millions of dollars were spent to court Nikki Haley voters, then Liz and Dick Cheney voters, then Never Trumpers, all of these folks. And it looks like, I know, Tip, you said that we shouldn't rely on this data yet, but based on the data that we do have at this point, I doubt it'll change that much. Certainly won't get over into double digits. 4%, right, of Republicans voted for Kamala Harris in this last election. So to me, I just don't understand. I'm not, you know, the best business person in the world, not the best business mind. But I don't understand that ROI. That return on investment doesn't seem sufficient. And then when I consider my own needs, my family has always voted for the Democratic Party. I can't think of a time where my parents didn't support the Democratic Party. But in Seattle, Washington, where I grew up, my dad has been on the opposite side of every elected official because he's an activist. You know, he hasn't always garnered friends. He's garnered some friendships and some working relationships, but I think largely I have mostly felt abandoned by the party. My dad, one of his more recent battles with the governor of the state until recently, until soon be recently, is Jay Inslee. And when you look at the contracting dollars, right, of Black folks who are in business in the state and the number of contracts that they actually gain from the state, it is ridiculous. We're talking about like 0.001% of contracting dollars going to very qualified Black businesses. So I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know where we really fit, because some of the things that we are actually fighting for as a people should not be partisan either.
That's right.
So I don't think that whether or not a Black business is qualified and gets contracting opportunities should be partisan. I don't think that voting rights should be partisan. I don't think that domestic violence or women's choice reproductive justice should be partisan. So part of me feels like, why should this be a struggle for either party when this is just like, what is right? What is humane, right? So I struggle with like, why am I having to ideologically align with any party in this